Full blow for President Trump this week as the US government shutdown ends with no major concessions for the wall, and former ally Roger Stone is arrested on a litany of charges. Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider now living in Sydney, Australia, and my name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SER. Find us every week on iTunes, Wooshka, Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. Ed, a lot of bluster, a lot of hurt amongst federal workers, ultimately for nothing. Nancy Pelosi absolutely clobbered Trump in this round.
Well, the federal workers, of course, were the fodder for this fight, and they did suffer. You just can't go without paychecks two times in a row. Your house payments get behind, your car payments get behind, and you have debt. So those people are going to be mad for a long time, and I think that's what swayed Trump.
The government is on a temporary spending deal until mid-February, where fears are we could do this all again. 2019 shutdown number two, electric boogaloo. Surely after seeing how the situation reflected back on him, Trump couldn't possibly be that stupid.
He could possibly be that stupid because he wants his wall. But he also wants to put the blame somewhere else, and he can put it squarely on the Congress. What's the Congress ready to do right now? They're ready to pass a bill that says this cannot happen again. Both houses of Congress have a significant majority who want to pass a bill that says that if the government doesn't have a budget, the continuing resolution goes into effect automatically. That means the workers get paid, but there are no increases, there are no contracts let, but the federal workers and existing contracts would be in place. It would be bad, but it wouldn't be terrible.
So where do we actually go on here? Negotiations on border security still have to take place. Republicans have a lot of room on the Dreamers program that they could still move on?
Yes, they do. But the president doesn't. Remember, his base doesn't want the Dreamers at all. And if the Dreamers do come on, there has to be something that slows down everybody else. So this is the way the scenario should work. That I believe. My guess, but my guess has been pretty good. My guess is that the Dreamer deal will be for a set amount of time. And the wall will be for a set amount of time, and they'll go in tandem. In other words, you get $1 billion worth of wall if we get X 100,000 Dreamers. And it has to be over so many years, and the Dreamers have to be able to convert to citizenship in so many years. Now, Trump's only got 2 years. So if it's a five-year deal, it means it's going to hold for the next president. So there's where the play is going to come in. What will Trump give up to get close to $5 billion?
Now, meanwhile, this week, Trump ally Roger Stone arrested on 7 federal counts ranging from witness tampering to obstruction of justice. First thoughts, Ed?
Well, my thoughts are, is this some sort of a ruse? Does Mueller really have something on this guy? Or is this guy playing the cat and mouse game and he's the cat while the mouse is escaping? I can't believe Roger Stone is clever enough to do a deal like they're describing. And to celebrate it is really incredible. So I think either Mueller is forecasting the president, I've really got the real mouse, and I'm going to seize this real mouse if you don't give up the ghost here. Because this guy is so fake, so silly, and the other guys with him, they're just not credible. They couldn't do a deal with the Russians. And as for WikiLeaks, WikiLeaks could do this without them. Why would they need them, of all people?
Fox News called Stone's treatment by an FBI SWAT team worse than the treatment given to Osama bin Laden. We could ask bin Laden for a comparison, but that might be a little bit difficult. Trump's also crying foul, but Mueller said there were fears Stone could destroy evidence if given too much forewarning. I would have thought anybody connected to the Trump team in any way, shape, or form would have been flushing evidence a long time before this.
That evidence, if he had any, is gone.
Mm.
I think that was just, as I said before, some sort of a big play a show. Mueller is pretty much out of gas. There is no more gas in that tank. So what's he going to do now? I'm not sure. And I think the current situation is such that Mueller has to come up with something and close this case. It is running thin on evidence now. There's only one step that he has to get, and that is, how did Julian Assange get in contact with the campaign? Because he obviously did, and the president knew it. Who was that contact? That's where he has to go.
Venezuela, incumbent President Nicolas Maduro being pushed out by opposition leader Juan Guaido in what Maduro is claiming is a Washington-backed coup. In fairness, Ed, south of the border, it wouldn't be the first time. What's going on?
Well, there is some Washington backing here, no doubt about it. And as you said, remember the, was it called the not the Silent Spring, but the Great Spring in Egypt and the Middle East. Mm. The United States is behind this guy. He couldn't do this on his own. But the guys who are in charge are not exactly the nicest people in the world. So pick your sides. And this time, I'm with Trump.
It's funny because Russia has accused the Trump administration of interfering unduly in Venezuela's political process.
Tut, 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 tut.
You got to admit, it's a little bit rich on all
sides. Who's interfering with whom? Oh, my gosh. If the United States government interference is so poor, there's nothing to fear.
North Korea, the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, has said it is unlikely to completely give up its nuclear weapons and production capabilities. Now, most of us would have responded, no kidding. But this was another of the great successes of Trump's government, and he's not happy with what security experts have been saying ahead of the North Korea summit. Indeed, he's not happy about what they're saying on Iran either.
You know, here's how you cut the budget. You get rid of all the intelligence agencies. Then you and I would be in the clear. There'd be something to that. This is ridiculous. How's this guy? Is he clairvoyant? It doesn't sound like Hitler. He knows everything about everything. You know, I will invade England on such and such a day. It just is so preposterous. If he can't even remember what the person he was sleeping with, how in the world is he going to run an intelligence operation? I don't get it.
Yeah, Trump is definitely multi-skilled across a great deal of areas.
Right. Yeah. And he told you he was intelligent.
Absolutely, yeah. Genius level intellect, I believe.
Absolutely. You weren't listening.
This is an interesting one. The Trump administration is sending asylum seekers back to Mexico while their cases are judged, a process that can take months or even years. Now, by all reports, this has been terribly planned. No one on either side of the border knows what Mexico is meant to do with these people, when they might even be arriving. It does, though, sound a little bit like our own Australian offshore processing, Ed.
Our Australian offshore processing is one where the governments who are receiving these people know who they are and when they're coming, what island they're coming to, and they're being paid for it. Mexico's going to say, if you're going to do this, you better pay us for it, or we're going to stop them at the border. These are your people now. You can't process people for a crime in your country, in my country. No, this isn't going to work either.
Mm.
Now he'll have a Mexican judge down his throat.
And just finally, eyes on 2020, presidential candidates are coming out of the absolute woodwork. The latest is former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz. He's running as a centrist independent, he reckons. We've got, still got Elizabeth Warren, John Delaney, Kamala Harris on the Democrat side.
Bloomberg,
exactly right.
And me, don't forget me. I put my hand up before any of these guys.
Chucking it right into the ring, mate. Who should we be keeping our eyes on?
Only one person, and that's the Vice President, Joe Biden. This is all smoke to look like Joe Biden's in a contest. He's not in a contest. Joe Biden is the candidate. The question is, who's the vice presidential candidate? And that's what these people are running for, is vice president. They're not running for president.
there are some interesting options there. And just on that.
And don't forget me.
Yeah, and don't forget you. Hell, you'd make a great one. But also.
Would I have a citizenship problem?
Well, you know, there's a little bit of questions floating around that one, I guess. Just on the Republican side, though, a lot of Republicans don't want Trump running in 2020. Is there likely to be any kind of challenge on that one?
I don't think there'll be a challenge. I think, and this is my scenario, Trump drops out in the last year, the last 6 months, and turns it over to his vice president. The vice president then has a clear run on the Trump policies. That is a smart thing for him to do, rather than facing the defeat. Because defeat would mean a defeat for all of his policies from the beginning. And Pence at least looks like a president.
US of Ed is produced in the studios of 2SER 107.3 in Sydney. Help support the work we do by going to 2SER.com/support. Ed and I'll be back next week to talk the latest in US news and politics. Subscribe on iTunes and Wooshka to stay up to date. And show us some love on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.